Hey, it's Chaz and AJ in the morning.
Hey, what's going on?
Thanks for listening to the podcast. Here are some of the best parts from today's show.
Listen to it, please. Thank you.
And please subscribe, share, like, comment, all that stuff.
All of it, please.
Thank you. What did the drunk Scott just say? What happened here? The guy,
he was drunk.
I think he
fell asleep in the wrong house.
Yep, he woke up and he didn't know where he was.
Yes.
All right, so he didn't wake up Scottish.
No.
He fell asleep Scottish.
Right, he may have some Scottish.
And yeah. drunk, right. and woke up drunk and Scottish.
Right.
Mm-hmm. All right.
So hold on a minute, right?
Hold on.
Oh, whoa.
Somebody may take a couple of breaks.
Somebody had a heartbreak? What?
What did he say?
Bringing a heartbreak?
So hold on a minute, right?
I'm so hot right now, right?
I can't find my heart. I can't find my heart.
I think
rate.
That's what he said, actually. Go ahead.
So hot dog in it, right?
So hot dog in it, right?
Try it again.
So hot dog in it, right?
So hard to find my heart rate.
All right, that's probably it.
J-Lo warm me up, right? On the couch, right?
Hold it.
Oh, J-Lo warmed me up on the couch, right?
J-Lo warmed me up on the couch.
On the
couch,
right?
That's what I thought it was couch. January warmed me up on the couch.
Oh.
J-Lo warmed me up, right? On the couch, right?
In the couch, right?
In the couch, right? Yes. Okay.
Yep.
Yep.
Gotcha.
This is absolute gospel, right?
Kitten's ass is gospel, right?
This is absolute gospel. I got.
I heard kitten's ass.
Kitten's this ass is gospel. Absolute gospel, right?
What's that? Kitten's ass, absolutely gospel.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep. Absolutely.
This couple have woke me up, right, and went. Who are you, right?
The couple woke me up and went, "Hey, da, 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 ha."
Exactly.
The
right.
couple woke me up and asked me. Who I am, right?
Who are you?
Who are you?
Okay, so he passed out in somebody's house.
I got it. Get to my belly.
Who are you?
Who are you?
who are you?
And I'm like, he told him I was at this party last night here, and they're like, there was no party.
Jeez.
My tongue is swollen from the pot I had last night. Wally Wally.
It does sound like he was stung in the tongue by a bee.
Right. Right.
And I'm like, he told him I was at this party last night here, and they're like, there was no party. I'm like, no, there was. I remember the Northern Lights.
And the Vice and the Northern Lights and the something.
I heard a bus and the Northern Lights.
Oh, there you go. See?
So he woke up on their couch and he's like, there was a party here last night. And they're like, no, there wasn't. And he's like, yes, I remember the Northern Lights.
Were they smoked?
All right.
I remember the Northern Lights. And he went, no, trust me, there's no party here last night. They just woke up on our couch, right? So I went to get a taxi last night.
But there was a tag sale last night?
Or a taxi last night.
Yeah, he farted last night and he was waiting for a taxi.
Maybe.
Is that what he said?
I'm guessing.
They just woke up on our couch, right? So I went to get a taxi last night.
I just woke up on their couch, so last night I got a taxi, right?
I thought he said there was a tag sale last night.
Tag sale last night, right.
Fart in there.
That's what I bought that couch.
Gospel. I went and got a taxi last night. The taxi's left, and I've come into the Rang House. I've come into the Rang House, got a cover, went to sleep. And this couple, look, a couple of woke me up this morning like that.
That's couples.
I got to
nice couples.
Get covered while
nice couples.
What?
Nice couples.
Go ahead.
Okay.
And this couple, look, a couple woke me up this morning like that. Who are you?
I was a cover of you were sitting at the fire the last night.
So,
this guy, even when he's sober, he must end up with all the wrong food at the drive-thru.
Seriously, right.
That is not what I said.
I was like,
Mitch Patel's in studio.
Talking about how I can't have babies anymore.
Talking about food, talking about babies. And we were talking about his eyebrows during the...
I trifecta right there.
Because we were talking about how when we're younger, AJ, we don't usually know how to do anything until we girls come into our lives and
right.
start going, oh, you should shave your eyebrows.
You should do this, you should do that.
Yeah.
You should leave me alone. Yes,
yeah.
It's like all that. Those things.
Yep. I had a very hot girlfriend I dated who sat me down one day and was, have you ever considered shaving your back? And I was like, is it? Like, I never really. And she's like, it's disgusting.
You can't reach it, though.
Well, know? I get it. I got it waxed.
Yeah, when they say, have you ever considered, that means you need
do
to
it. Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
Do what I'm telling you to do.
And you can't ever consider shutting up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We have a lot of calls coming in about places to go in New Haven.
Right.
Anything good on the phone, Phil? They all look good, actually.
Yeah, everybody's really passionate. I think Tom in Milford was really excited about this place he's calling in.
Jen in Westport said Tavern on State for scallops.
Mm, scallops.
Oh, I love scallops.
Yeah. Dude, my wife once gave me scallops, and I brought them on the plane, and the whole entire plane. Have you ever smelled
it? Doesn't smell like
that. I was the idiot that everybody was like, what's that smell? Who had scallops on the plane?
Right.
If you could take a picture of odor, you would have been on passengers shaming.
Yeah, that was embarrassing. I should have never done that. Scallops are a horrible smelling thing.
They do. They're very fishy.
Mike in Cheshire.
Good morning, guys. How are you today?
Morning. Good, thanks.
I'm calling in Contois Tavern in New Haven. It's a hole-in-the-wall place. It's been family-owned since probably 1925.
Can you talk into the mouthpiece?
Yes, I am. I am.
Now you are.
Now you are.
Much better.
They're known for their hamburgers. To be honest with you, I think they're better than Louie's hamburgers. I don't know what it is.
Get out.
Yeah, I'm telling you, grilled onions. The owner, the old man, he's a tough guy to deal with. He won't think twice about throwing you out. But you know, best burger I've ever had.
I love that
like I said,
attitude. No, we don't care.
Yeah,
right.
This is how it goes here.
That was the sushi place I went to.
That's my life, basically.
Yeah, you could go now.
He was cleaning the grill one time, and a lady said, "Oh, is the grill closed?" He said, "What does it look like I'm doing?" Yeah, it's closed. Oh well, I have friends that want a burger. He said, "Well, tell them to come in tomorrow."
There you go. See.
Worst burger I ever had. Worst. Do you remember on Saturday Night Live they used to have that skit where John Belushi would do that?
Cheeseburger.
So you know that's a real place, right?
Yeah,
in Chicago.
Yeah, no Pepsi, Coke.
Yep.
So that's a real place in Chicago. So of course we went. And my wife and I, and they know they're a tourist trap, and they literally serve you dog food on a bun.
They do.
It's the most disgusting
thing.
But
it's good dog food, though.
Yeah. No, it's horrible.
Okay.
Right. So that bit.
It's even bad dog food.
Yeah.
Yeah. And
like you wouldn't even feed it to your dog.
And it's like $6. And my wife and I, look at that, scammed. You know, like that feeling in life that you're like, oh, they realized.
They got me. Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hook, line, sinker.
Yeah. You walk in, there's a picture of John Belushi. The place has been sold 8 times, has nothing to do with anything anymore.
Right.
It's a hole in the wall.
And Are they yelling out?
No, like they don't do anything. They don't care.
Don't
it's
even care.
Freezing.
Not even trying.
It's just not even trying.
Yeah.
And they make a fortune of just idiots like us walking in.
Yeah, why try if you're going to get $6 for dog food?
They sell T-shirts?
Isn't it funny that the TV means that much to us? Like, even, like, I went to the diner that's on Seinfeld all the time.
Right.
Really?
It's just a stupid diner.
It's a stupid
like,
diner.
Why am I here?
Yeah.
You don't hear that music either. You walk in.
No,
that's the worst part.
Where's Jerry?
Right.
Where's Kramer?
Right.
You know.
All right. Thank you, Mike. We put that down on the list. All right. You want to take a break, and then we're going to start Loser of the Week. We'll go around the room. And I know AJ's loser is going to be his Facebook, quote, friends.
Yes.
And then we'll show Mitch this picture of you from the throwback.
Yes.
So as you're reading these, or Phil, I think it'll be better if you read it.
And then I'll show my picture of Ashley, which is really weird because she looks like my mom as a young woman. And I'm very attracted to Ashley. I don't know what that says. I am. Like every time I see her, I'm like, oh, my God, I'm so attracted to her.
And we'll get Dr. Patty on the phone, too.
It's a weird mom thing.
Oedipus complex, yes.
I remember the last time you were here and you met Ashley for the first time.
Yeah.
You were actually struck by how much she looked like your younger version of your mom.
But here's what's weird. Like,
she was looking at me funny. Like, I got something in my teeth.
And she struck.
Well, he walked in here. I could tell he was thrown. You know, like if you saw a ghost. He was thrown when he got in. I was like, are you okay?
And without being insulting, like I kind of have this fantasy of having sex with her while she's yelling at me to clean my room.
That's
isn't that weird?
That's normal.
Who's the worst? It's the Chaz and AJ Loser of the Week.
All right, call in your votes and nominations. 1-877-764-2535. Mitch Fatale, comedian and brother. In the studio, he's at Comics at Mohegan Sun tonight. Tomorrow night, we're linked up at WPLR.com.
Traveling an hour for you guys.
Thank you,
man.
Love.
Appreciate that.
I wouldn't travel an hour for my wife.
I appreciate that. So I know she's not out in the green room listening right
exactly
now.
Exactly right.
I travel an hour for Ashley.
Oh, hello.
Besides the
she's definitely not here.
Ashley looks like his mom.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah. Such a weird Oedipus thing going.
It is kind of, when you think of it.
Mm. I like it.
Well, so now you can think of, all right, I'm not even going to go there.
I want her to make me eat my burger before I can go to sleep.
There you go, Steve.
With ketchup.
You asked for ketchup on your burger. You were a naughty boy.
Naughty, naughty.
I'm gonna spank you and put you to bed. And
you guys got to stop. This is crazy.
My mom, loser of the week.
Isn't it funny what your parents can do to you? My mom could never eat ketchup because her dad was so poor that if she put too much ketchup on her plate, he would make her soak it up with white bread and choke it down. So my mom never ate ketchup as an adult.
Wow.
And that's just,
she would love Louis then.
Yeah,
we don't have no ketchup there.
Exactly.
All right. We normally go around the room. We normally start with me, but I'm going to let AJ go first.
Yes. So-called Facebook friends.
That's who you're nominating.
Your Facebook friends.
This has got to be your most popular nomination.
This is the people who get on social media and all of a sudden they got a set of balls on them like no one believes.
What's weird is that you're glued to the attention on social media.
Right. So when
I'm the opposite. I got stung a couple times. I'm like, I'm over it.
Yeah,
I'll post stuff.
I'm addicted. I will admit
minimal
that.
Interaction.
Yeah, no.
But
I'm
you're
addicted.
Not going to screw up my off time.
Right, exactly.
You seem
right.
to only be upset there, and yet you continue to go back.
Right.
Because I'm convinced that one day will change.
Do you ever post about politics on? That's the
no,
worst.
I do not.
There's no reason to do that.
Mostly
now.
Selfies.
My page is politics free.
Yeah, everybody's page should be politics free because nobody cares what you think.
All right, so this is what I'm going to do. I'm going to show Mitch Fatale the picture of your Throwback Thursday picture
right.
that we put up last week, and then Phil's going to read some of the comments.
So this is AJ. What?
That's like 1984.
Okay. All right, I take that back. You're better looking now.
Thank you. Appreciate that.
Yeah. That's some head of hair you got there.
Yeah. Yep. It's a very windy day.
The shorts are short shorts.
That was the style, though.
And you're on the beach, but you have a vest on.
You have a vest.
There's not a vest. It's a hoodie with the sleeves cut off.
You need to wax right there. I'll tell you that right now.
It was a different time in his defense.
Exactly right.
When did that time change, right? So 70s, 80s, it was hairy.
For me,
right? Tom Selleck had the hairy chest.
Yeah, when I started working out, I started shaving the chest.
Yeah, no, not for you, but when did it change? Like, when? Because I never got a memo to start shaving body hair.
It just started happening,
It's just right.
Yeah.
How did it happen? I don't know.
And girls. Remember the girls all of a sudden started shaving a little more,
and they got smaller.
Right.
Less there was a landing strip and then nothing.
Now we're a hairless society, yes. Yeah. Like radiation hit us all, yes.
All right, so you saw the picture.
Yeah. Right.
And now Phil's going to read some of the comments our Facebook, quote, friends.
Yeah.
Right, so you're asking what the hairstyle would be called. Brandy, wow, we got the mullet, the frizz, the volume. I call it a no-no.
Okay, yeah. Thanks.
I just call it the raccoon.
No, it did look like a helmet. It was a very windy day. It wasn't usually as big.
That wasn't mean.
Yeah.
Right. That was
all right.
Observational.
Paulie, agreeing with you guys, says this kind of looks like how the chicks used to keep their bikini lines back then.
Ooh.
So you call my head a vajayjay.
Vagina head.
Well, every time I see you, I want to kiss you. So I don't know if that's a good thing or bad thing.
Jeff said, poor guy, everything a woman doesn't like. Frizzy hair, too much chest hair.
Thank you. Feel good moment. That explains why you get laid till it's 27, but go ahead.
Michael said, shorts look a bit tight, explains his whiny, high-pitched voice.
The shorts were not tight. I was leaning back, for Christ's sake. That's how the shorts were back then.
I couldn't see your package in the picture. Can I see
the
picture?
Well, that's because it's black. Like, the shorts are black.
Yeah, you're not going to see a package in there.
Yeah, there's no unit there?
Vanessa says, you look like the Bride of Frankenstein.
Vanessa, shut the hell up.
You
the Bride of Frankenstein. The Bride of Frankenstein.
You
had no material.
Frankenstein.
You had no material. Just move on, babe.
Keenan says it looks less like pubic hair than it does now. You should have just embraced the baldness.
I'm not bald.
He's not bald. Yeah, he's not bald.
Yeah,
is he? That I don't
know.
No, he was losing his hair. Then he went for a few treatments.
Well, yeah, transplants.
Dude, I never would have known.
Transplants. Yeah, exactly.
Came out good.
I had the wherewithal to do it, so I did.
I like the one. The comment. My favorite was the dirty pipe cleaner. I crack up every time I think of
dirty pipe cleaner. Yes.
Right, because you do look like
I'm tan.
You look like someone stuffed you through a pipe to clean.
I'm tan and I have a lot of hair on me. I do look like a dirty pipe cleaner. Yeah.
What were you doing for a living back in that picture?
Back then, I was probably unemployed.
Yeah, that's a shock.
Yeah.
What else do we have?
Bill called it the walking asshole.
See, there was no need for that.
No,
there was no need
cruel.
For that. That's just being a complete asshole.
Mean-spirited.
Is he your Facebook friend?
I don't get it. What does that mean?
He just wants to insult me. It means he had no material whatsoever, yep. So he just went for the lowbrow.
AJ, I want to tell you that you're verified on that, because as a comedian, whenever I see someone get heckled and a comedian just goes, oh, you're an a-hole or something, I'm like, oh, that heckler won. Because if any comedian doesn't have something better than that right. means they're out of line.
Right.
It's unoriginal.
Because you're a professional.
You should be able to rise above. You're an a-hole right. versus someone. That's
you put the word complete in there.
That was first grade.
Right.
Right.
This is the only person that you responded to on Facebook, by the way.
No, I thought I responded to a couple people.
That's the only one that I saw.
Well, what did he say?
There's like 500 comments on there.
What did he say?
I didn't copy it, but I did notice that it was the only one that it seemed like you responded to. I'll find it out.
That
the other
one got
end.
You?
I know what I wrote. It's called the Get the F out. No, it's called the GFY.
Oh. Do you know?
What were you saying, Mitch?
The GFY, that was what I called it.
GFY.
Yeah.
All right. Chaz and AJ in the morning, 99.1. PLR, Mitch Fattel in studio. He's at Comics at Mohegan Sun tonight and tomorrow.
Yeah.
See, that's the thing. I want to talk to you. I don't want to be looking at our phones. I like having our conversation.
Right. We're just talking about posting on social media. AJ's pissed at these comments right. under this
Throwback
Thursday photo.
Yes.
You got to make a decision. Do you engage with your friends, or are you going to be in your phone?
Like my teenage niece and nephew, they're just sitting their faces in the phone all the time, and they have 50,000 followers, and I have 6 on Instagram.
Practically follow them.
Yeah, did you see the post of me having ice cream? Got 1,000 likes.
Exactly right.
Oh, it's the same stupid picture over and over. Oh, it's horrible.
Yeah.
It's at Real Fatel, the Real Fatel, my Instagram. Give me
Instagram?
Let's take a look now. It's just my son and me. But then I have my podcast one called at Punchlines Pod on Instagram. I do a
Which
podcast.
Which one am I
going to
get?
Join both for me so I have some followers.
Gotcha.
On
Gotcha. Now you have 6.
Which one's your personal?
At The Real Fatel.
The Real Fatel. See, that's how popular you are. You have to have
real Donald
there
Trump.
Are people
Somebody
faking
took
it.
My name 20 years ago and won't give it to me. And
Nuh-uh.
Yeah.
They want to sell it to you.
Yeah, I don't know what they do, but I wrote them and was like, hey, can I have my name back? You never thought you'd
Would
have
you
to
mind
do that.
Giving that to me? It's right. mine.
I was kind of born with it.
Yeah. What is your Instagram?
Chaz and AJ.
What is your personal? Do you have a personal?
No.
Right, because
it's enough.
Because you want to put people going into that one instead of your personal
what
one.
What am I supposed to do?
The personal is going to be like, life, yeah.
I'll go to a concert, and I'll see someone that's 90% in their phone.
Yeah.
You know, taking a picture or a video, then posting it. And
right.
I'm like, well, I spent a lot of money here. I want to kind of be here.
Right.
You know? There's two things now that I've just gotten used to.
Mitch.
What?
One, two, three.
Yeah, not a lot.
I just started it, dude. Don't make fun.
Like last week?
I'm going to put AJ's picture on there just to get some comments.
He has 8 pictures.
8 pictures.
His very first picture is a picture of himself, which is good. You right. got to like, all right, here it is.
I'm handsome, right? I look good.
This is who you are.
Yeah, it is a good picture.
Right.
I just started, but go to at Punchlines Pod. I have 300 followers.
Can I play this audio or no?
What is it?
It's this video of you.
Is it dirty?
Yeah,
words?
Yeah.
You think so?
That was fine. That was just something about, I think, performing at Mohegan Sun, I think it was.
Okay.
Yeah, see.
Let's find out.
Yeah.
Out there, this is world famous comedian Mitch Fatel, and I'm doing this video to tell you that I'm going to be at Comics Roadhouse January 3rd.
This is a hostage video.
It is.
Oh, my God. Look at him. Dude. Look at him. He looks like he's been in someone's basement for, like, right. 3 days. Right. And, like, they're like, okay, you're going to act like you're happy. Right. And this is what you're going to say.
Right.
Oh,
in the background,
so
you're hearing.
I actually think it's not bad. I think it's very entertaining. Like, I'd rather see the hostage video.
Right. I did it to be funny like that.
And then
right.
one is of you and your wife.
There's nothing sexy.
What are you, skiing? Or?
Yeah, we're skiing.
Okay.
You're wearing boots.
I don't know what you're
Jesus
supposed
to... Loves the Children.
Yeah, that was a book I saw in the store.
A sing-along book.
Nice.
This should be a video now.
What? You got to teach me how to do it.
Okay. And then...
I'll put a throwback picture of me.
Here's your boy.
Too. That's my son. Yeah, eating all my food that
Cute
I...
Cute kid.
That I work on hard to make him and he doesn't care.
Right.
All right, so the Jesus Loves the Little Children got 2 likes and your boy got 8 likes. So you're... Your boy is testing well with your audience.
He has like 6 followers, so he's good.
Yeah. Well, he just started.
Yeah.
Yeah, I just started.
Just started.
Dude.
All right, then.
It's like judging you on your haircut. You had to get to where you were going.
Right. Yeah, there has to be a start.
Exactly.
There's a beginning.
That was your beginning, and then you learned how to be handsome. I have to learn how to be a good social media.
This is good. The toilet paper in airport bathroom stalls does not instill confidence in me.
That was like one of those thin toilets. Yeah, yeah, I was trying to be funny.
Right.
But no, I was doing what you said. I was trying to think, I'm on the toilet, let me do something productive.
Yeah.
And I made an Instagram.
Right. You're multitasking there.
I think so. Taking
care of business. But also, who hasn't been in a bathroom, right, and you look at the toilet paper and you say, man, that's not going to do the job.
Yeah.
Right. Like, this is a real problem.
I need more.
And you reach under the thing and take the other guy's, like, shirt and just out of his suitcase and use it.
Oh, and this is a real nice picture.
What was that?
I'm officially the picture in a frame you buy in Marshalls. It's you and your boy
on the beach with a boardwalk. Yeah.
Very nice.
Yeah. It is a great picture.
That was moments before he was taken by the wave. I haven't seen him since.
See, that would have been a better... That's a video. You know, yeah, he's getting taken out.
I was trying to save him instead of hashtag.
Daddy, save me! Hold on. Daddy needs this for his Instagram.
He's now Aquaman.
Hashtag help my son.
It's actually a better caption for the photo.
He's now Aquaman's kid.
Hashtag drowning.
All right. What is the one for your...
So that's my... That's at Punchlines Pod. That's my podcast that I do. I do Punchlines Podcast with Corey Sanhagen. He's the number 4.
How was that available, Punchline?
Because I'm brilliant. I found it just at the right time. Punchlines Pod.
That's a good one. Yeah.
But he couldn't get his name.
No, I couldn't get my name.
That's funny. Punchline Pod. Yeah.
I think my new ad is going to be Chaz's Friend, at Chaz's Friend. That'll probably get me more followers.
Punchline Podcast?
Yeah, Punchlines Podcast.
All right, I'm following that.
Can I just tell you a little about what it is? I don't want to be annoying,
but there's
plug
only,
guy, but what, we have 300.
No.
What?
There's, I don't see any posts. It's like 3 posts. I must be on the wrong one.
Yeah, it's at Punchlines Pod.
Punchlines Pod, all right.
Yeah. Yeah, and I do it with the number 4. Bantamweight UFC fighter Corey Sanhagen. If you like UFC fighting, we talk to comedians and we talk to fighters about the psychology of why they do what they do. And our guest this week is Jim Norton.
It's called
nice.
Money.
I love Norton.
He's so freaking good. Jim Norton makes me embarrassed for what he'll admit he'll admit stuff that you would keep to yourself for the rest of your life.
Yeah.
And he'll just come out and admit it. He admitted that him and his friends, his little friends used to have sex when they were kids.
Monster Rain.
Yeah. It's crazy. The most embarrassing thing I ever did, and I admitted on the podcast, and then you have to tell me what yours was, is I was a peeping Tom for about a year.
Wait.
Yes.
Just dabbled for
that's
a year.
That's how I became acquainted with Ashley. That's how I knew that she was looked like my mom.
You're the guy in the bushes.
There was about, when I was 18 years old, I was like, I want to see people having sex. I want to see what it looks like out, because I was a really big porn guy. And I went around the neighborhood.
Had you had sex yet or no?
Yeah, I'd had a lot of sex.
Okay, but you wanted to see people do it.
Have you ever, does that turn you on, the idea of seeing people, have sex that don't know you're watching them? That's pretty hot, right?
No.
Come on.
It's weird.
No, it's called.
No, that's not my thing. I'll watch porn, but I don't want to look in on someone.
That's called a felony. Yeah.
So was your hair, though.
That's true.
It's true, yes.
So you're having sex. You're 18.
I'm 18. And I admitted this on the podcast because Jim admitted all his embarrassing stuff.
So you have to bring something.
I was like, I want to admit something embarrassing that I never thought I would tell anyone. And I was
how would you know people were going to have sex? Where would you find?
Well, I didn't.
What kind of equipment do you need? Binoculars?
It is a lot of work.
You're dressed like a squirrel. Tom. Yep.
Yeah.
What did you do?
I climbed over a fence of a hotel.
Oh, my God.
And I looked under the curtains were just a little bit up. And I saw something that I was like, oh, my God, here it is. And it was nothing like the porn. When you see two real people having sex, you realize it's you want to see porn instead.
There's no music. Yep.
There's no music. It was a big
seeing animals in the zoo do it.
Right.
Going through his Instagram stuff now. He's got 2.
You've
right?
already so, increased my Instagram personal site by like 20.
Nice.
Well, four of us. Four were us.
Four of you guys. And one of them is AJ's old hair.
Right.
We've got to name that.
Yeah. They call him Mullet.
Punchline Pod.
Punchlines Pod.
Punchlines Pod.
It's P-O-D, not you.
And if you go to punchlinespodcast.com, you can listen to the podcast with Norton today. And if you like fighters, we have a bunch of fighters, too.
Yeah, what is the deal with that?
I love fighting. I love UFC.
Comedy and fighting, though, that's a niche. Like, well, no one else is doing that.
That's what
right?
I figured. And I love, and I said, I don't want to do a comedy podcast because they're never funny and a lot of, and I don't know how to break down the fights. I was like, let's have a fighter on or a comedian and we'll discuss like the psychology of why we're nuts, why we do this as comedians. And you know what I'm finding? And I swear this, most of the comedians are way nuttier than the fighters. Most of the fighters have decent childhoods.
Yeah.
Right.
The comedians have all been like messed up.
Damaged.
Damaged
right?
goods.
That's why I go up there.
Yeah, that's just damaged people.
You know what might be funny? If two comedians get in a ring and you have to tell a joke to the other guy, and if you make the other guy laugh, you get to punch him in the face.
you could call it trading punchlines.
Right. I'd watch
I mean, I would call it tough crowd, but it's already been taken.
No, trading punchlines.
I like trading punchlines.
Right. Punch line.
Dude, I will do that with
punch
you.
Punch line.
If you could put that together, I will do that with you. If you could get another comedian.
Which comedians are feuding with each other right now?
Right, because that would be great.
You get Joe Rogan and Carlos Mencia.
There you go, see?
Oh, I'm going with Rogan on that one.
That's a toughie.
He's already well trained in UFC.
Yeah.
He's also really strong, Joe Rogan. He's just
a muscle with eyeballs.
Yeah, he's pretty.
Right?
It's pretty interesting because he kind of broke the mold of what a comedian has to be. Usually comedians have to be kind of like, you know, like me. Kind of small and cute or weird.
Yeah. Or weird looking.
Right. But he's like a good looking, tough dude.
Right. And he's funny.
And he's got, I think, the number one podcast in like the world
Sick
right
money.
Now. It's stupid.
But also, a lot of those ads you hear.
I heard he gets $50 million a year from those.
Really?
Wow.
Those ads you hear are his products.
Yeah. Are they
he
really?
Made the product, those health products, they're his companies.
I didn't know that.
Oh, yeah.
It's, like,
it's insane. It's insane money. Insane money.
Wow.
So, it's like the Tonight Show. People get on airplanes and fly there to be on that show.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. Yeah.
Nuts.
Huh.
So you're starting this podcast. This is the beginning stages.
I'm on the fourth episode this week.
Mm. And you're talking to Norton?
We're talking to Norton this week. And then before that, we did Justin Gaethje last week's, who's supposed to be the next in line to fight Conor McGregor. Yeah.
McGregor!
And really? I like it. I like doing the
is
podcast.
Is that the guy you arm wrestle on your Punchlines pod?
Yeah, and honestly, and I'm not... I don't mean this as a joke. My arm hurt for 4 days after that.
Do thumb wrestling. It's funnier.
And I'm sure he went easy on you. Like the last thing he wanted was a lawsuit from Mitch Vitale.
He was yawning.
And me and Corey Sanhagen, the host, we've made a deal that when we get to 100 episodes, he's going to do 5 minutes of stand-up comedy in front of a sold-out room, and I'm going to go 5 minutes with a UFC fighter and get choked out.
You're not going 5 minutes.
More like 1 minute. 30 seconds.
Gaethje said he would do it with me, and he would make sure that he said, I'm not going to tell you you won't get hurt, but I promise you you won't die.
Mitch!
Hold on. Back that up. We're gonna play you now. We're going to get in our time machine and go into the future. Here's Mitch trying to do 5 minutes with a real professional fighter.
Break was over 15 minutes ago, Mitch!
Just yelling, he
what
went
is
down.
That?
Just yelling, he went down.
That was a Super Bowl
That's
ad.
That's correct. Right.
Terry Tate.
Mitch!
That's awesome. Yeah, and I love it. But I tell you, I have newfound respect for you guys because sometimes we've had guests on, we haven't played those episodes yet, where like 20 minutes in, you're like, there's really nothing in your head, huh?
Right, yeah.
Like, it's just a bunch of rocks. Like, we have a couple of good guests, and then the other guests is like pulling teeth.
Right.
Yeah, you know what you do? You just prepare to do the hour by yourself.
Yep.
Who's the worst comedian you've ever had in here? Honest.
Well, we had some fights with folks, right?
Yeah, we did.
Mitch Hedberg called in once, and I was not... I blame myself, right?
All right.
Well, he was just doing his set. Like, he wasn't even having a conversation. Like, he just wanted to do bits.
No,
it was the other way around.
The other way around.
I think he was ready to have a conversation.
Right.
And I wasn't familiar with him. I didn't do my homework. And I said, so what's your shtick? Right?
Yep.
And he's like, what do you... And he went... bananas. Right? He was really offended by that.
Yes, yeah,
he's like, what do you mean? And he's giving you all these examples. It's like asking, but if, and he went crazy. and then he hung up. And then the next day, or was it like two days later?
The next day.
He died.
He died.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
We are like upset with you so much.
He had an aneurysm.
As he went out, he's like, this is my shtick.
Right.
What's my...
Dude, my head!
I have a funny question about bad interviews. A funny thing. I did a show once, and I do kind of a character on stage. You know, it's like kind of a different version of me. It's, you know, this is the real me talking to you, but on stage I'm more of a character. So a guy once asked me, hey, what's your character's name? So just because I thought it was the stupidest question ever, I said, his name is Chet. And the guy's like, oh, Chet. And I just was like, what an idiot. 6 years later, I'm doing an interview somewhere, and a guy out of nowhere goes, so tell me about Chet. Like, he had posted it online somewhere,
forever.
And now everybody goes, who's Chet? And I'm like,
Chet's
when
dead.
I learned that, like, everything you say can go somewhere.
Yes, again.
You know? Yeah.
Yeah, it lives forever.
Yeah, Chet's dead.
Yeah. Well, you should. We should make a video here now for him for his Instagram.
Why not?
I like the hostage video thing.
Yeah. Oh, okay, let's make a video. Yeah. Yeah. Do we post it on the Real Fatel?
Yeah, let's do that. We'll post it on ours.
All right, cool.
All right, Mitch. Thanks for coming in, brother.
I love you guys.
You're welcome here anytime.
Appreciate
it. And we're linked up to his Instagram accounts.
Don't ask me what my shtick is.
No.
Mitch. What's your shtick? Mitch. Yeah, I still feel bad about that every time I think of him.
Yeah.
And you can't take it back now. You can't apologize to him.
I'm like, it's a lesson in just maybe not sweat the small stuff.
And he also wasn't the only celebrity who killed.
Well, David Carradine, right?
You were on a roll for a while.
I was telling him about Kill Bill and how I thought the movie could have been better if they cut out the anime. And he told me to shut up. He goes, why don't you just stick to the whatever.
Stick to the rest of you, stick to the interview, yes.
Yeah.
Right. And he died like 2 days later.
Yeah, oh, my God. We don't need him anymore.
No. Big Jim is in Miami covering the Super Bowl. And, you know, it's typical Big Jim to not be happy about it.
Right.
Good morning, brother.
Hey, good morning. Well, good morning. My perspective changed. I wasn't a fan of this city until this week. I made sure to basically treat this like a complete vacation. And I've done all kinds of other stuff. I've gotten like away from South Beach and seen other pockets of the city, and now I've enjoyed myself. So
nice.
I've enjoyed the week.
And are you staying for the game? Or are you going to the game?
No, I'm not. Because you know the station I work for, we're the rights holder of the Patriots. So the Patriots are there, we get to go. Otherwise, you get a pony up, and I don't have the face value on the cheapest ticket. I think is 1,800, or close to $2,000, and now. The secondary market, I think they're getting close to $4,000 right now because the Chiefs, having not been here for 50 years, it seems like it's already 3-4-1 Chiefs to Niners fans that I've seen the last couple of days. So it's going to be a tough ticket, and I'm not paying out.
Not worth it.
Nope.
Phil was just telling us as the song was dying out that the Madden simulator has made its pick. I guess this is 12 hours old.
Mm-hmm. They always release it right before the Super Bowl. They have chosen the Kansas City Chiefs to beat the 49ers 35-31. Patrick Mahomes will be the MVP. Worth noting that the cover of Madden 2020 is Patrick Mahomes.
Aha.
Yeah, and I know the Madden curse could, might rear its ugly head, but I don't know. I believe it's this kid's league, and this is going to finally be his coronation. I think he's the best quarterback in the league. It's a quarterback-driven league. I tend to agree with that. I think it's going to be a high-scoring game, you know, like 33-31, something like that. So what did they say it was?
35-31, Chiefs.
Yeah,
I could see it playing out like that because the Chiefs' defense is their weak link. I think the Niners are the overall better rounded team. I think their weak link is their quarterback. And so, you know, I would agree with that. Mahomes is going to – yeah, I'm not a Garoppolo guy. I think he reminds me of he's like a more handsome Jared Goff.
Oh,
I think it's more about the scheme and the coach.
Does like porn stars, you know. Though. So there's that.
Yeah, right. He does. Yeah.
What's that, Phil?
He seems to like it.
Big Jim called this last year because he really disliked Goff, and everybody was saying the Rams offense was going to destroy the Patriots. It's the lowest scoring Super Bowl in history last year. Jared Goff is a total goon throughout the entire game. He doesn't know anything. So this would be 2 years in a row if Big Jim's right.
And I'm really dug in on this. I take a lot of flack from the guys who, you know, who's the show I'm on. They're a big believer in Jimmy Garoppolo. They think that he should have stayed here. They should have moved on from Tom Brady a few years ago. Belichick got it right. This guy's one of the next great quarterbacks. And I just, he makes some big throws at times. He's definitely good on third down. There's numbers that back this up. But I just think he makes critical mistakes at the worst possible time. This is the biggest game of his life. And I think he's ultimately going to be the one that costs him.
Ah, that's interesting.
I was going to say that. I was going to say all that.
Yeah.
Just, you know, let Jim
talk.
I think
the 49ers are going to win, and I know nothing about this. I'm a cheap seat guy. I usually start dialing in around playoffs.
I'm in the parking lot somewhere.
But they just seem to play as a unit. So, like, what I was agreeing with what Jim says about the 49ers. They play as a team, as a unit. And, you know, the Chiefs have a couple of really good players, but you don't see that cohesiveness.
Right.
And I think if you get down early, which the Chiefs have been doing, against the 49ers, you're not going to be able to come back.
But, and Mahomes,
what do I know?
Has that epic haircut. So,
well, no. So that's the thing. Like the thing that has been a little scary is why I don't feel, you know, 100% confident about the Chiefs pick, because I also am taking the Chiefs. They're these slow starts. Like that's like I don't know if that's the Andy Reid factor, because the guy is one of the most accomplished coaches in league history, but he still has never won a Super Bowl. He's only made one, and that's 0-4 against the Pats. So. I don't know. Like, I just sometimes think it's a little loose. So, you know, if they get off to a slow start, as dominant as that Niners pass rush is, they could be in some trouble. Like I said, I think the Niners are the more complete team all around. They're just one weak link is the quarterback. I don't trust Garoppolo.
There you go, see?
I'm surprised because he played for Tom Brady when Tom Brady was out, and that season they went to and won the Super Bowl.
Yeah, but he only started, I think it was two
and a half even.
Is that it?
Yeah, because he got hurt.
Why did I think he started more? Oh.
Brady, because that was the Deflategate suspension. Brady was out the first four games, and then Jacoby Brissett had to come in.
Oh, I thought Brady was injured.
I think he dreamt it.
No, nope, that was all the Deflategate nonsense.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, Phil just nailed it. And the first game he started in Arizona, he was really good. And then against Miami, he was good and then got hurt. And that was it. It was Brissett for the next game and a half. And then his following season when he was when they traded him to the Niners, he got hurt. Was that now 2 years ago? Like, they traded him to the Niners. He won like seven straight games. And then the full season he started, he got hurt in game three. That was it. And blew out his knee. So there's a fragility factor, and I just think there's a stupidity factor there with the kid, too.
See that? There's all that.
I did scratch my head when that porn star thing came out.
I scratched lower.
You can do better, I think. What did, or how is Boston reacting to the Brady tweet?
Oh, it's people have lost their minds.
Yeah.
So
that's abnormal, though.
I don't know how... So there was another internet rumor yesterday that first started this whole thing that he's a free agent for the first time in his career, as people may or may not know, but he's a free agent first time in his career. He's the biggest name in Boston sports history, maybe the most accomplished athlete in Boston sports history, and that's saying something. And now he's shopping his services around. So there's this rumor yesterday that he's looking at schools, and then Giselle's looking at schools in the Nashville area. There's a connection there that he could go to the Tennessee Titans. Mike Vrabel's the coach, former teammate. There's some Patriots connections in the front office. So everyone's like, we were talking about on the show, like, oh my God, we're setting it up. He's looking at Nashville. Nashville's the place. And then, you know, that gets squashed because last night he and Giselle are here and they're at some like NFL honors party and people are sending out photos of that. And then he puts that post. Is he coming? Is he going? What stadium is he at? So it's just more, he's playing into it, which I can actually appreciate.
Yeah. Right. He and Gronk definitely both do that.
I Robert Kraft said, I want Brady to retire or play for the Patriots. And to me, that means he's going to play. If he does play, he's going to play for the Patriots. And I think that if you create this drama with these pitchers and these subtle hints that it might not happen with the Patriots,
right,
people will be excited when it's announced that he's going to play for the Patriots.
Like,
right?
Relief.
It's like making Boston think that it's going to be a left, but it's a right hook. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Oh, well, we'll take it. It's just content for us, so.
Yeah.
There you go.
And how does Boston feel? Does Boston, I know you can't speak for the entire city, but the majority of folks in Boston, they want Brady to stay, right?
Brady?
Oh, yeah. I think, and I understand it. I think that most people would find it unfathomable if he were to retire a L.A. Charger or Tennessee Titan. It just wouldn't look right. It never looked right when Montana retired as chief. Emmett Smith retired as Arizona Cardinal. It looks stupid. I don't really think that it's a stain on any of those guys' legacies or anything, and I feel like it's actually mostly forgotten. But it would look weird, so I understand why people wouldn't want that to happen and want to retire a Patriot. I was that guy. But this season, even though they were 12-4, and this is just going to show how spoiled I am, like a stupid baby, but I thought this season sucked. He mostly went through it like it was an interminable slog. He was angry, like even in games that they were winning, like in post-game press conferences. So if it's going to play out like that, and he's miserable, I want to see him be reinvigorated with another team. I want to see if Belichick can try to win with another quarterback. Go your separate ways over the next couple of seasons, and let's see how it plays out.
Did you watch the Aaron Hernandez special? I'm sure you did. And
I did, yeah.
Man, it could have been an episode shorter, but what was your reaction to that?
My biggest takeaway is that the mom was such trash. I knew a lot of this, and I read that book that I forget one of those. I read one of the books on it, so I knew a lot of the stuff. So it wasn't that new. One thing I found interesting with the jailhouse phone calls between him and his agent, him and his mom, and. I don't have too much sympathy for him. I do think, he's a bad guy. I'm not one of these excuse makers like, oh, it was CTE, and he was a closet case, like any of that kind of stuff. Like, I just think he was, kind of born bad. He went the wrong way, and he was an a-hole and had bad parents. And I think that the bad parenting part was proven by some of those phone calls he had with the mom.
Like, that one phone call where she said, I want $1 million, right. I'll be set for life. That was a tough call to listen to.
Right.
Brutal.
It was brutal. Yeah, I'm watching this thing, and I'm like, man, they're trying to blame his murdering ways on everything. They're throwing everything in. CTE,
yep.
Bad parenting, bad people.
Funny look. Bad weather.
Yeah, it's just one of those, that's the world we live in now. Everyone wants to try to make an excuse for something like that. Well, poor him.
My other takeaway on that was, I watched that, and I thought, wow, you can't go anywhere without being on a camera.
Right.
Like, there were cameras everywhere.
Yep.
Like
And that's now 7 or 8 years ago now.
Right.
So it's even, it's so much worse now. I mean, you definitely can't now because everyone's going to monitor your every move.
Big Jim is on, a Boston radio legend, and he used to do mornings over at Star 99 where he couldn't talk about sports. He had to talk about... like Justin Bieber.
Right.
We need to dig up some of those old tapes or talking about these artists.
Like Ransom?
Did Vince the Bookie pull you into, are you into him for anything?
I am not. No, I know it's funny. It's like it's Boss Keith's Friends Week here on Chaz and AJ.
That's right. It's been all Keith all week.
Thanks for recognizing. We have him in a while too.
Yeah.
No, I know him. I don't gamble on sports very much, if ever. I don't have the so my grandfather was actually like your stereotypical like Italian yelling at the TV gambling gambling addict, so much so that I have like an homage to him tattooed on my right arm. So I have that same thing. Like, I feel like I'm gonna have a heart attack watching sports as it is, so if I gamble on it, it just makes it worse.
You
so
don't
I
need
can't
to
do it.
Gotcha. We placed one bet with him with the length of the national anthem. And what was
the
over?
The over?
We took the under. Under.
The under. Under. We were going to go with the over, but Phil fact-checked it and found that this, what's her name?
Demi Lovato.
Yeah,
Demi Lovato.
Her.
Yeah.
Typically sings the national anthem at under 2 minutes.
Five performances, the average is well under 2 minutes. It's like a minute 54. And the time that he set for us was pretty generous at 2 minutes and 4.5 seconds. So I was like, yeah, that's an obvious under.
We think.
I don't mind that bet. I will give you one that this more speaks to me not believing in Jimmy Garoppolo and thinking he's going to be the liability that cost the Niners the game. I think it's currently 25-1 that chief safety Tyrann Mathieu, who is also known as the Honey Badger, it could be the MVP of the game. So 25-1, Tyrann Mathieu. I think he could end up with a couple of interceptions in this game. You haven't had a safety win the MVP of the Super Bowl since 2002 with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
Wow.
So again, I say it, I don't bet, but I do look at that one and I say, oh, I kind of like the value there. So that might be someone, something someone might want to put a couple of bucks on.
Get me Vince. Chop, chop. All right, Jim, thanks for coming on, brother. Appreciate it. Boss Keith is here.
We're
busy, quick.
So I have, Big Jim has a lot of real thoughts about the Super Bowl. I have pretend thoughts about the Super Bowl.
All right.
So, I mean, he's got stats. He knows stuff. I know things from a Patriots fan and food eating perspective.
Oh.
So mine are the top five things I need to happen at the Super Bowl.
Okay.
You need to happen at the Super Bowl or at your Super Bowl party?
No, at the Super Bowl, at the actual event. Here are the five things I need to happen while I watch.
You want to see this? Okay.
I want to see this happen. Number five. I need Patrick Mahomes to tear his Achilles in the first minute.
Nope, that can't happen. He's going to win.
I need him out for the season. I need him maybe out forever because I am tired of one thing, that he is the next Tom Brady. Right. He's the heir apparent to Tom Brady. He's the next superstar. Boo! I want him injured badly.
I know. He's already better.
He is not better. He's had one good season. I hope he gets sacked in the first minute, injured forever. Ambulance.
Wow.
Yep. So that's number five.
All right.
I can't have it anymore. It's Brady and no one. That's the way I live my life.
Well, get away from no one.
Number four. This is more of a random one. I want the advertising agencies to realize they shouldn't release the commercials ahead of time.
I agree. Yeah.
It is ruining my experience.
Yeah, exactly.
So if I don't care about the game, right, which I sort of don't, I care about the commercials, but now I've seen all
you
the good ones.
You don't care about the game because the Pats aren't
Right. I didn't care about any of the Super Bowls in the 80s and 90s except the one. Wow. Where the Patriots got beat 46-10.
Right.
But the commercials being released ahead of time drives me crazy. So there's a great one where they have the Boston accents. There's a Bill Murray one about Groundhog Day. But they're all out there. Like, what's the fun now?
The only funny one they had so far was the Mr. Peanut gets killed, and they're not going to play it now because what happened to Kobe.
No, the Boston accent one's funny.
Oh.
They're not going to play that one.
Is that
really?
Right?
Yep, yeah, they pulled it.
Right, because Mr. Peanut and Kobe have so much in common. Like, get out of this world. It's upside down.
Because someone dies in an explosion. Oh.
So stupid.
Yeah.
Mr. Peanut's a fake character.
Exactly.
I agree with you. They spend so much money on these spots, and the wow factor was seeing it. You know, that first time during the Super Bowl.
They hired Wesley Snipes.
And now they roll out. We're talking about all the commercials now, not Mr. Peanut. But they roll the commercials out before the Super Bowl, so it loses its impact.
Right, it really does. And it drives me crazy. So that's number four. Number three, I want this halftime show to be a complete and total mess.
Thank you.
Lip syncing's off. Dancers fall.
Nice.
People miss their cues. And then someone will say, we should bring back actual bands. And then somebody else will say, has Metallica ever played this? And then someone else will say, no, Metallica's never played. And then the third person will say, should we get them? And then they get them.
Yes. And then we get Metallica.
And then next year, it's the Patriots and Metallica is the halftime show.
All right, two things I agree with so far.
It'll never happen.
When did it switch from live acts? Because they were on this roll with Springsteen and U2 and Prince.
The last live one was Maroon 5, Adam Levine.
I don't count that. They're fake live.
That didn't seem live.
Okay.
Lately,
I think it was the Bruno Mars one.
Bruno Mars was live.
He was great.
He's really good. But it's Katy Perry in the last few years.
The Sharks.
Beyonce.
So I get it. They're going for more of a mass appeal audience, kind of a mainstream audience. But there are still a few great big rock bands that would blow the roof off the place, like Metallica.
Like Metallica.
It's like a gaping hole that Metallica's missing. If you think about some of the, Robert Plant's never played.
Ooh.
So why don't you get if you get all the great classic rock acts to all play that'd be cool.
No.
So Robert Plant does a Zeppelin song and then Roger Waters does a Pink Floyd song.
No.
And then I think it's fun.
And they
than Shakira.
And they're playing in the afternoon in their wheelhouse.
It's better than Shakira. Number two.
J-Lo's amazing. J-Lo is disappointed.
Lip sync. I hope she falls.
Oh, yeah,
I hope
please.
She tears her
that
Achilles.
That would make it more entertaining.
Fans big ass.
You know who ruined the live band thing was The Who. They had a terrible performance.
Right, The Who was
and then
not
the
good.
Next
right.
year they did the Black Eyed Peas and then it was Madonna. So they ended the trend.
I don't know if you remember how good U2 was. The Patriots also won that Super Bowl.
They were very good.
I had an excellent time.
Number
two, I want Demi Lovato to sing for 2 minutes and 5 seconds. Exactly. Yeah. 2 minutes and 5 seconds. Or maybe 3 minutes. Because then everybody loses their money and Phil gets his legs broken. That's what I'm looking for.
Wow. That will happen. Wow,
I believe he said, well, you won't see me, but you'll be visited by someone.
That's right. He said, three wise guys.
That was it.
Yeah. And the number one thing I need to happen at the Super Bowl is Jimmy Garoppolo does nothing. I don't care if the 49ers win, but I want him to do zip. Huge game for the running back, interceptions all over the place, fumble recoveries for points, but never a pass, all garbage, and history forgets him.
Brady!
Really?
Yep, that's what I want. I don't want him to get hurt. I want Patrick Mahomes to get hurt. I want Jimmy to be useless, like a sidecar on a train of like the 49ers defense.
If Tom Brady was in this room right now, would you mouth kiss him?
With tongue?
Yes.
What if I think so. I think him and Bono get tongue.
Yeah. Wow.
And I don't feel weird about it, and I definitely tell people later. It wouldn't have to be private.
You would do this in public.
Yeah, and I would say to people like tonight, like, man, I made out with Tom Brady today. I'm weird, right?
And they'll say, you too?
Yeah. I don't think that's weird. I think a lot of straight guys would do that.
I didn't think Brady got the job.
I think there are straight guys that have some guy that they would always make out with, some famous person that they're really into. Oh, I know you're such a man.
No.
You never would. But Tom Brady's here? Yeah. Like the time.
I only had one gay dream in my life.
Who was it?
David Lee Roth.
Oh, in his prime?
In his prime.
Like 1984 David Lee Roth? I get that.
Yeah.
But now you say no. Like, oh, it's...
Yeah, no. Right. Well, it was a dream. I couldn't control my thoughts.
Right.
It wasn't something like, well, he was standing right there, so I made out with him. My brain did that to me.
Well, the good news is now I have a new sweeper to make.
This was the Jazz and AJ podcast. Thanks for getting through the whole damn thing. Subscribe now, and please rate and review us. Unless you have terrible things to say, then please don't. Also, share this podcast with friends. Jazz and AJ in the Morning happens weekdays from 5:30 a.m. to 10 a.m. out of New Haven, Connecticut on the mighty 99.1 PLR.